Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, and of course, a big welcome to you to From Stress to Authentic Success, the show that is all about you. I'm Danielle Sachs, and let me tell you, we've got something fascinating for you today. When I say stress management, often most people think about self-care, meditation, deep breathing, even taking a bubble bath. And how often do you think about your living space, how you arrange your home? That's right. Today, we are diving absolutely into the ancient art of Feng Shui. Feng Shui, I believe, and I'm going to ask it to the expert of today, but I believe Feng Shui is all about how your living space impacts your life. It's something that I've never talked about in this show, not much, I believe, in the last 4 years. It's going to be interesting. It's not just about where you put your furniture or what colors there is on your walls. I believe that Feng Shui claims to influence your energy, your focus, and even how much stress you feel on a daily basis. And as I say, our guest today is an expert in the field. I'm talking to Janine Lo, Chinese astrologist and Feng Shui consultant. She is a metaphysics Chinese astrologer with over 19 years of experience reading charts for many celebrities, business leaders, and private clients. She's using birthdays and times and helps people understand their destiny and personality traits. But she's also a body language expert and an award-winning Feng Shui consultant, which is important for today because that's what I want to talk about today. She is the author of a few books, and the last one is Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. It has come out. I've seen the cover, and I'm really excited to talk to her because she is really experienced in this field. We're going to talk about all the things that can clutter and clutter your life, probably. And if you're curious, or even maybe a little skeptical, just stay with us till after the break, because we are going to explore how your space could hold the secret to your abundance and your success. I'm sure this conversation is going to be eye-opening, maybe even life-changing for you. So I suggest you grab a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and get ready for this authentic conversation just after this little break. Because today we are going to turn stress into success, one drawer, one cupboard, one room at a time. Let's get started just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And as in the intro, I was so excited talking about this lady that I'm seeing here just in front of me. Welcome, Janine Lo.
Hello, Danielle. Looking forward to speaking to you today.
Me too, because you are the first Feng Shui expert and Chinese astrologer that I'm interviewing in my show. So it makes it even more exciting for me because I am interested in this. But I find it a little bit intriguing. I've been hearing so much about this through the years. But can you explain to me a little bit, what exactly is Feng Shui?
Feng Shui is aligning you with the energy in your house and your home and the outside and bringing it all together to make your life happier, wealthier, whatever you want. So feng shui means wind and water, and that's what we
Means
use,
what?
wind and water.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, interesting.
And the reason it's called that is when you activate, when you're doing feng shui in someone's house, you have to have water movement, right? So for example, if a client called me in and they wanted to make more money or whatever, you would find the house is made of nine different areas in your house. And I'll just list them quickly. From fame to relationships to creativity to helpful people to career to wealth to ancestry to good fortune and health. Yeah. So when you're brought in as a feng shui consultant to feng shui, people say, oh, I want to my relationship to be better, to be better. So you would then go to that part of the house and you would see what's there. Now, I can absolutely 100% tell you that when you go into a house and someone's got a problem, there's clutter there.
Yes, I agree. And I was going to ask you, because let's make it focus on, on the stress part and how to go from stress to authentic success. This is what the show is all about. So are you saying that clutter is stress?
Clutter is 100%,
100%.
100% stress. If you go in the morning, say you have a dinner party or you have friends over and you go, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. Don't worry, everyone go. Yeah. And you go in the morning, you go, oh, don't you? And that's immediately stress. Whereas if you, and also like when you have like lots of letters and you know some of them are bills and you just put them in the corner and you just leave them there. Yeah. So that in itself, as we know, is stress. But what happens is that stress goes into the house. Yeah. And into your life because you know that invoice or that bill is sitting there, yeah.
You mean as an energy in the house?
Yeah, an energy. Exactly.
All it's all energy, yes.
Yeah. And when you see these declutter shows or what, and you see all these people, their programs where people go in and they take all their clothes out of the house, they put it in a warehouse, and you see how many things that they have the same. What happens is they go, oh, I want that, and they forget they've had it because they have no
Structure, order.
structure, order, thank you. No structure, no order. And so their life is just continually. I think also
And
with clutter.
adding on, it feels like you're saying, like, we add on all the time. We don't,
Yeah. So it's like, if you're having a bad day, you'll go to a shop, buy things, yeah. And then some people take them back the next day when they're not feeling so bad. But other people, they just fill their boots full of stuff rather than deal with the problem that is actually going on. So clutter is huge stress. Huge.
So I've always known that in a way that, in a lot of personal development things, and so they talk about clutter as when there's clutter in the house, there's clutter in the head.
Exactly.
And that's a little bit what you're illustrating here. So let's turn it around. And so how can I, or anyone listening who feels now really touched by what you say about the clutter in the house? So what is the first step? Where in my house do I start decluttering then? What is a
Okay.
first step
So,
according to you?
from a feng shui point of view, yes, what is missing in your life? What's wrong in your life? Yeah. You go to something called the Lo Shu, right? It's a Chinese thing, and it will tell you what area is full of clutter. Okay. Often, for example, I was working with somebody and their relationship was really, really not good. And I go in their house, and the relationship is in the southwest, yes. And it's just they just put every bit of rubbish in. You could have like from a magazine to an envelope that's been opened to an Amazon box, should I say that? Just all chucked in there. And I'm like, this is your relationship. And they're like, oh, right,
And
that.
is that, are you saying, because I want to clear this, make this very clear for anyone listening. Are you saying that, for example, the relationship has a specific space in the home?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
So each area, so
Yes.
I'll just run through them so that you'll understand. So from the center of your house, the
Yes.
southwest is your relationship. Yeah, so full
Okay.
of clutter there, not a great relationship. Then one of the things that I also do, I have helped people who haven't been able to have babies, and that's in the west of your house. They've not been able to
Wow.
have babies. I can't tell you. People have, because sometimes when you have a house, the garage is involved in the house, you
Yes.
know. Yeah.
Yes.
And that was a west in someone's house, and there was just an empty garage, and she couldn't have a baby. Yeah. So we did work in there and made it like a nice place and everything. And then she got pregnant after 10 years. So
Wow.
it's intention,
Yep.
manifest, action, and all things like that. So, and as I say, there's different areas. If you want helpful people in your life, I was working with a client and she was very lonely, and the northwest of her house was empty, and that's where helpful people were. Anyway, I did some other feng shui for her, and this was really interesting. House was perfect, no clutter. Couldn't find anything wrong with the house, but she was OCD. And as you know, OCD comes with its own stress, doesn't it?
It is, and it is stressful for the whole family, not just for the
Yeah.
person.
She couldn't live with anyone. She couldn't have any animals in the house. And I was sitting in this house thinking, I don't know what I can do. Then she came up with that she was lonely. So that was me easy because that's the Northwest.
Yeah, it's a
So
step.
we did some work in there, and I said to her, "Do you like animals?" And she was like, "Yes, I love animals." I said, "Fine, go to a rescue home." And she's like, "Oh." I said, "But you don't have to bring them to your house, you know, because that would really stress her." So she went in. She went and joined this charity. Went in. I think in the end she was like 4 days a week. And then two very old cats came in. Bless them. She took them home, and that started to make her OCD better. Yeah. Ultimately, I was brought in because she was lonely. But so can you imagine having two elderly cats in your house? The energy just changed.
Changed, I see. So, how, what is your story behind this? How did you become that feng shui expert? And let's talk maybe most about the feng shui. You are also a Chinese
Astrologer.
astrologer, but maybe because of your book, and I really love the title, Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. Maybe because of that, maybe is that okay for you to talk mostly about the feng shui, or is it something that goes together anyway?
No, feng shui is absolutely fine. They are two separate things, but I do use them together when,
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
also that sort of thing.
And
But
what is your story there? How did you become this, you know, this beautiful lady who's an expert and who's helping so many people, who's writing a beautiful book? So tell us a little bit your story.
okay. So as a young child, let's go back as quickly as we can to that. I came from a strict upbringing, church upbringing, and I was an intuitive, and my mother didn't like me being an intuitive. Basically, I used to answer the phone before it rang and silly things like that. And then my friends used to think it was really funny, you know. And then one of my good friends when I was 17 said, "You know what you need?" Like, my mum said, "You've got to hide it. The priest said you've got to hide it." So I did, but I learned feng shui because it made sense to me
What did
that when
hiding do to you? I find that an interesting question for anyone listening who is intuitive and, you know, that your environment says hide it. What did that do to
it was really difficult,
you? It's not
internally.
authentic, you see. So that's why I'm asking the question, because it's important to go into that authenticity of who you are.
Yeah, internally, when it happened, because I'd seen a car accident with my then soon-to-be husband, and I told my mum. I was only 17, got married at 19, by the way, and she went absolutely mad. And then it happened 3 days later, so she got a priest in, and he was amazing. He went to Peru and everything, and he said, "Just hide it, Janine. You know, don't." So
Okay.
it was really made me very ill, by the way,
Yes, see,
because
yeah.
I had to. Because it
That's
comes out,
stress. It's stress. Because you're suppressing your own being.
yeah, it was,
Interesting.
and yeah, I did get ill, but then I got married quite young, and my husband, who was actually in that car accident, he loved it, and I was able to grow again, like,
Oh, beautiful.
yeah, and then this is going to sound really weird, but if I spend time with animals, I feel much, much better.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time with animals, rescuing animals. Then eventually I had my own cattery, and The money I made from the cattery went to help the cats that needed
Yes.
homes. And I found that for me, that was a massive, massive step. You know, I took in donkeys and various other things.
So the cat is an important spirit to you because it's even on your cover from your book.
Yes, well, this is the Chinese cat, the good luck cat. But yes, I do a lot of work with rescue street cats, where people just throw them out in the streets, basically. And I find that this is going to make me even sound even more mad. But people who have cats will tell you they sort of talk to you. They talk to you with their eyes,
Of
yeah.
course, yeah.
And so for me, they are my de-stressors.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because
And
obviously,
so,
I
how did you become that person that is not hiding anymore? How did that go? How did you go from that stress, that inauthenticity, to that authenticity?
So when I started to learn Feng Shui, and obviously I learned with masters and everything, I then started putting it into my own house, and my own house is Feng Shui'd up. I was teaching, I had 8 clients here, students here last year, and they couldn't believe that they could come into a house and it's so tranquil, and cats walk in and walk out, and it was amazing. I loved it. And so when I learned Feng Shui, I Feng Shui'd my house. And I learned the clutter, going back to it again. I also learned that I would go to a certain high street shop. That's why I was able to say that to you. I'd go and buy loads of bags of stuff, and then I'd hide them in my wardrobes. And then I did actually take them back, like before the month was up. But I then learned that that was my default. That's what I wanted. Yeah. So
That
by
was a
then,
challenge, like a real challenge for you then.
yeah, I had to learn that that was having the next this and that was just a problem that I had brought into my world. So going back to Feng Shui, learning, because everyone says, "Oh, declutter's this." There's so many things that you can do to declutter. It's not just about having an empty room. It's about having the right things in the room. So as I learned Feng Shui, it was great. Then I started like working with people, going to their houses, going abroad, traveling, you know, and then going to massive houses, massive companies, and seeing that this problem of stress, even like when you see the CEO, I'd say, can I sit in your chair? And he'd be like, oh, okay, like that. Because he obviously hadn't brought me in, his company had brought me in. I remember this particular one, and I sat in his desk, and all I could see was stress pictures and stuff over here. I opened his drawers, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Well, I'm opening your drawer." And I said, "Oh, you've got a Christmas calendar from 2021, or I think it was actually 1999, actually." And he was like, "Oh yeah, keep meaning to do that." And I'm like, "Just do it." He was like, "Oh, okay." So I gave him instructions what to do, but he said as soon as he started to do that particular drawer, you know, he contacted me and he said, "Just having that drawer, I can feel like I can breathe again."
You feel lighter. I can really imagine that. Do you feel lighter? You feel like there's like a brick from your shoulders, like that weight maybe? Is that what it does? Does it weigh on you?
I think yes, I think it weighs on you. I think for him, he was always looking for things in drawers. I only opened a few, and what he wanted to find, he couldn't find. So it was that. So when he did declutter his desk, and he could find what he wanted, but people think decluttering is a big job, right?
Oh, okay. And it's not.
No,
Okay.
because you don't go and
Interesting.
say, "I'm going to declutter the whole house." You go, "I'm going to declutter this area, and I'm going to give it 15 minutes."
Okay.
Just 15,
Wow.
yeah.
That's a good tip. So take 15 minutes and do what you can. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Just 15 minutes. More often than not, people will go over that because they're really enjoying it. And then you go back and you go, oh, that's all sorted. Yeah. And that is just because we're in a world where we have to continually achieve things, or we've got so much work, or we've got so many
Very
people's
busy, busy,
time.
busy, busy.
That's a really good word for it. We don't give this time. And when we do give it time, what we do is we turn off and go and put Netflix or something like that on, don't we? Because then it diffuses, or we pick up a book if that's your thing. And those things that we aren't doing, just out of your mind, and they bring their own stress. That's my thoughts. What do you think?
Well, I am so with you because I know I see stressed people here every single day, and it often has a lot to do with chaos in the head and chaos in the home and chaos on the desk and chaos in life, to be honest. You know, that's what probably Feng Shui is all about. If you declutter, you probably create that lightness in life. So how, explain a little bit how it can influence your abundance, because that's what the book is all about. How can it have an effect and an impact on your abundant life?
The idea of the book is that the nine areas, I show the nine areas in the house, show people how to use it and where they are. And how it helps them is that they can go to those areas, see what they're like. Abundance to people are different. So
Yes.
abundance can be wealth, health. I love happiness, obviously.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. And so I had to name it something. So abundance was the word. But with nine different sections of your house that you can go to and work on to create what you want in your life is a really important thing, I think. But I
Yes.
think people couldn't, until they get to understand Feng Shui and how easy it is. It's so easy to
Easy.
do. It's just, and the difference it makes to your life. You're speaking, yes, you're speaking to an expert, but you're also speaking to a human being who might have a corner in their house where they just, oh yeah, the Amazon boxes where Christmas was here, you've still got some of the Christmas stuff you haven't put around. And that can play on me. Because I have street cats, they love that area. If there's an Amazon box, that's it, they're there. Amazon should pay me for this, shouldn't they? But you know, a cat loves a box and as many boxes as you can. So everyone has an area, even I, who where you have that stress feeling. So what I
Okay.
have to do is when you have the weekend, when you don't have to work so much, just spend some time in that area, tidying up. And the energy will be so much better for the area, which will then affect you.
You know what I find, what comes up when you talk like that is that maybe, is it not so? I see it in my practice that people are judging themselves so much for what they clutter and where and how that they don't take action to declutter. So they are like almost as a survival mode is walking away from the problem. Like, you know, clutter is so easy to leave it and to not go in there. And it's what you say. It's actually simple. Just take 10, 15 minutes. I so love that. So I really, really appreciate that you make it simple because I think that's important. People think about it as a mountain, don't they? And you,
Absolutely.
what you say is that it is actually so such a beautiful stress strategy as well, Janine.
I think actually I knit for children attached to a knitting group, and I knit for rescue animals. Yeah, so the repetitive thing for me brings me down. Yeah, levels me, should we say. But if I'm at a level where whatever's happened in the day, if I can go to a drawer and just empty it and then put it back in a thing, that the actual process of doing that, and when you say the brain is full of stuff, you can't think of anything else for that time because you're
I
doing stuff.
agree.
Yeah. So I find that is very, very distressing.
I
Distressing.
agree.
That's
Yeah,
it.
beautiful. And so, what is so the first tip or the first thing that you would say for anyone to start? To start, is that like you say, 15 minutes, just take a draw and start, or?
Where do we, where, what door do we open most in a day? The wardrobe.
Oh,
So
interesting.
I would always start with the wardrobe, because every morning when you're trying to find what you want, you can't, yeah. And you've got maybe your different sizes sometimes a year. It might be 18 in winter or 12 in, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would always start with the wardrobe, put music on, yeah. Take everything out, well, as much, you're doing 15 minutes, but you will do more. Put your clothes into summer, autumn, spring, winter clothes, yeah,
Okay.
or spring, summer, isn't it? Autumn, winter. And then you pack away the ones that you definitely are not going to use. So you actually, and I've got no problem with people having 12, 14 size clothes in different things. Also then put them in color or then jeans together and that. If you do that, just if that's the first thing you do and you see every morning you get up and go, oh, that was easy, I'll just take that black top now. You will start to see the beauty of Feng Shui decluttering because you're immediately getting the immediate effect.
Wow, I love it. Because my husband is that kind of person who has everything arranged in his cupboard and in wardrobes, and I'm the other person. You know, as a woman, you often keep things much longer and you think, oh, I can still wear that. And if I have an occasion, I'm not going to throw it away. And so, but I also want us to be, that's what I was saying, not judgmental about this thing.
That's what
So,
I wanted to pick you up
yeah.
on. You said that, and I was like, I must remember she said that because that's really important. And that's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
That little voice inside us, like,
Yes, that's what I mean. That inner critic, that judge inside of us makes it already even more a stress, you see? And so we've that's how I experience it here in my own life and in my practice. And don't blame yourself. Don't judge yourself. Be compassionate. And that's all what I teach about, you know, self-compassion, self-love, self-leadership, you know, take it. You know, go in the driver's seat of your life. And that's a little bit what you are saying. Even if it's 15 minutes, take the lead and go and take action. You know, that's beautiful. I really love that.
I think that's the thing is, even though I've said go to your wardrobe, there's someone in their mind going, oh, if I go in the wardrobe, I'm going to see what I haven't done. What is it going to like? And that is a really important thing. Action. You know, when I'm teaching manifesting, which we're not talking about here, but people go, oh, I'll just do a manifest board and I'll just put it out and then it'll come true. No, you have to action it. You know, actions are the thing. So when you come in from a, you know, you maybe you can't do it today, but maybe Sunday morning. You might have 15 minutes, whack on Pink, the music, I'm not saying just Pink, but loud music that you love or whatever.
Whatever
And
you
just pull it out and start. You will be surprised how well you will feel after it.
And so let's go back to the book. What is your intention with the book? What do you want to, which
Okay.
message really do you want to bring into the world with that book?
This is, oh, thank you for this question. So obviously in 2020, I couldn't move anywhere. I couldn't go anywhere. And I was missing my clients and I was missing this. And they were like, oh, if only you were here, you know. And I went, well, they said, why don't you write a book? You know, because if you write it how you are, because I'm not a trained writer or author,
You don't have to be.
I wrote it how I would go into a house, how I would do this. So the answer to your question is that I want other people to do it easily because I know what difference it makes. And it's just that's it really. It was just an easy way for people to go and do what I do and make the difference in their lives. So especially in 2020 when I was seeing so much going on, I just wanted people to have the benefit of this.
Yes. And I think that was an ideal period. Everybody was at home. It was an ideal period to clutter because, you know, you are in the home constantly, but maybe it was the ideal period to actually declutter.
I know, and that was the thing because you would see people, you know, you could only go once to the tip, and they would put masses of stuff, and it sort of really, really made sense to me. So that's why I did
Oh,
it.
beautiful. And so tell me a little bit about the difference that this book has with other books, because I believe I looked a little bit and there's so much about Feng Shui everywhere. What makes a difference with your book? Why anyone listening wanting to know more about this, really feeling excited that they can do something about the clutter in their life, what is different about this book?
I know there's a lot of books out there, and I totally get that. I wrote it as if I was the person for that was being feng shui'd, right? So I
Oh,
wrote
I
it
see.
so I was the client. So when I did it, I asked myself lots of questions. What would they ask? What would they want? How would they be? And also, I put the nine different stories of, they're not stories, they're true life stories, where I went and feng shui people's houses and what their
Oh,
actual
great.
problems were and how I resolved them for
Oh,
them,
great.
so that they could see in the book that you there is an answer and it does work. So the answer to your question, why is mine different? Because I was the client. That's how I wrote it, as the client.
Yeah, which is always interesting for the reader and or the listener in a podcast or here on UK Health Radio. It's always interesting to hear that story because that's where recognition comes, that's where integrated better. So congrats for that. Now I want to talk a little bit more personal here and ask, what is your, let's call it life statement or quote that you live by or philosophy? Maybe in the feng shui or in the astrology, is there a quote, a statement, a life thing that you live by?
So I think as you grow older, shall we say, when I was younger, I was a DJ, I was a party, I owned restaurants, all that sort of thing. As I've got older, I think this is, and this is sort of negative and positive, when something doesn't go as it should do, it was never meant to be. I can't put it into a sentence like that. But if I'm meant to be doing something and things aren't working, I just, and sometimes they can be quite upsetting things, and you think, oh, you know, I will go to bed. I always think, go to bed, tomorrow's another day. Oh, there we are. That's the one. I get up, I go to bed, and I go, tomorrow's another day. And I start every day anew.
Is
That is
it like you trusting the universe that if it doesn't work, then it's not meant to be, and so there's something else, you know,
yes, 100%.
ready for you? Yeah.
100%. I have clients at the moment that are buying houses and they're going, that they can't, you know, I can't get them up with it. It's not your house.
Yeah, I
It's not your
agree.
house.
I
Yeah.
agree. I
And
really agree.
they're
And how does that apply in your own life? So you say, I go to bed and I think tomorrow is another day.
yep. And do you know what? 24 hours, I can guarantee things change. So what, and also when you're in that negative spiral that you can get into when things aren't going as you are, I believe you bring negative things attached to
Of
yourself
course.
because you start to see everything in a negative way. Yeah.
Of course.
And so you have to take the 24 hours out or just change the picture. And you come back and you think, why was I worrying about that? Or, oh, that's why it didn't happen. So I think when I say it comes with age, I think I've learned it, and I've learned it for a long time. But now I live by it. I mean,
That's beautiful.
I wasn't meant to get another street cat, but they rang me and they said, could you have this street cat? And I look at my five and think, okay, let's give another one a go. And, do you know what I mean? So I always think that things come to you, that the fact that I am really good with them, and I love the fact that you get this little animal, it doesn't know anything, it's so unhappy, and you just let it has to trust you, and you build that bond. And for me, I think going back to what I just said, that you have to take every day as it comes, but also, and it's a well-known fact, if I'm in bed, everyone's like, oh, she's gone to bed, there's no point, we'll speak to her tomorrow. What do you think? Tomorrow is a different day? Do you see it as that?
Of course, I always, and anyone loyal listener there knows my quote here on my wall is, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Tomorrow you look at the things maybe totally differently. Perspective, perception, all these things, it's all about that. It's all about perception. So thank you so much. I learned quite a few basic things, I have to say, Janine, and you have motivated me to to declutter, I promise you. So I think that's a big step for me. So thank you so much. And I will advise everyone to read this book because, and I'm going to, because I think it's such an important basic key almost to de-stress, to go from stress to authentic success. So I really want to thank you for who you are and what you do in the world. And I will talk to the audience just now after this little break. Thank you, Janine.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
course, welcome back. And just like that, we've already reached the end of today's journey from stress to authentic success. What a fascinating conversation we've had with Janine Lowe. I just want to say thank you again, Janine. It was for me even an eye-opening conversation. I don't know about you out there, you listener, but I am going to look at my own space here in my practice, in my living room, everywhere in my home, in a whole new light right now. And of course, who knew that clutter could block more than just your walkways, your corridor? It could block your focus and your calm as well, even your relationships and abundance. What really stuck with me is that Feng Shui isn't just about decluttering. It's about creating that environment that supports the best version of you. And I call it the authentic, abundant version of you. It's all about energy and flow, as we know, because everything is energy. It's about setting yourself up for abundance and success, starting right here where you are at home. I would say when you know that 15 minutes of decluttering a drawer or a wardrobe can have such an influence on your stress, I would ask you, as you go about your week in the coming days, take a moment to look around. Is your space, your living space, lifting you up, or is it holding you back, even a bit toxic? Maybe it's time for a small shift, maybe a little experiment, or even just some fresh eyes. Look, remember the perception. Look at your surroundings in a different way. You never know. It could be the first step to feeling so much more inner peace, more grounded, and yes, even more successful. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you love this episode, I'm going to ask you, don't forget to share it with someone who might need a little less stress in their life and a little more flow. And as always, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You know where to find me, everywhere on social media or on my website or at danielle@danielsachs.com. Whatever resonated with you, whatever you are trying to do, whatever result you have, whatever questions you have for me, I am here. Until next time, remember, I just want to say to you that authentic success starts with small steps and every step matters. And as Janine Lowe said, take it day by day. No judgment about you or no judgment in your decluttering, in your home. Embrace the situation as it is now. Take good care of yourself, and I will see you right back here very soon. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.